In Parshat Pekudei, amongst other things, the Torah describes the work that was done in making the Bigdei Kohuna. And it's part of the description of making the ephod, which was the apron-like garment that the Kohen Gadol wore, which had straps over on top of his shoulders. There were also two very precious stones that were embedded into the ephod, on which the names of the Shvatim were written. And the Torah tells us in Perek Lamitet, Pasuk Zayin, Vayasem Osam al Kisva Osa Ephod, they placed these two precious stones on the shoulder straps of the ephod, Avnei Zikaron Livnei Yisrael, stones of remembrance for Bnei Yisrael, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So what are these Avnei Zikaron? Who's remembering what? At first glance, you would think that if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the stones, and he is going to be representing Bnei Yisrael in the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash, one might think that it's referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember Bnei Yisrael. There are Avnei Zikaron about Bnei Yisrael, right? So to speak, a reminder, Kav Yachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it doesn't seem to be that way. Because if you go back to Parshas Tetzaveh, where we first read about the Ephod, so there in Perek Kafchet, Pasuk Yudbet, Torah says as follows, and listen carefully. V'samtes shtei havanim al kisvos ha'ifod avnei zikaron levnei Yisrael, a very similar language. V'nasa aron eshmosam lifnei Hashem al shteich seifav lezikaron. In Parshas Tetzaveh, it mentions that there are two remembrances. One is avnei zikaron levnei Yisrael, and then later in the pasuk it says that Aaron will nasat shmosam lifnei Hashem lezikaron. On the second one, says Rashi, shei roa kadosh baruch hu hashvatim ksuvim lefanav v'yizkar tzidkasam. The second zikaron is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, will remember Bnei Yisrael and their righteousness. So what's the first zikaron? The first zikaron isn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember, so it must be Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael. It must be Avnei Zikaron for Bnei Yisrael to remember. So what remembering are we doing? What is the fact that the Kohen Gadol is going to be wearing the ephod with two precious stones inscribing the names of the Shvatim, that's important for us to remember. So the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Pekudei says that it's Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael sheyizkru Bnei Yisrael sheshmotam chakukim ba'ephod lefnei Hashem. We need to remember that our names are inscribed on the ephod before Hashem. Why? Why do we need to remember? V'yitbaishu la'asot avera. That we should be embarrassed and refrain from doing averos. The Meshech Chochma quotes the Gemara in Masechet Sota on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara tells us, we know from the Psukim in Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef was sold as a slave to Potiphar, and he was trusted very much by Potiphar. And one day, Yosef walks in to Potiphar's house, and no one is home, except for Mrs. Potiphar, Ashes Potiphar. And why did he come that day? There are two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is he came to take care of what he normally takes care of. One opinion is no. Because for a long period of time, Eshes Potiphar tried to seduce Yosef, and he always resisted. But that day when no one was in there, Yosef came into the house, and his Yetzirah was overwhelming, and he planned to do an Avera with Eishes Potiphar. And the pasuk says, "Vatispaseyu bivigdo lema shichvaimi." She grabbed on a hold to him, and she said, "Sleep with me." And what happened? Says the Gemara, "Ba'osasha basa diyukno shalaviv." The image of Yaakov Avinu appeared to Yosef at that moment. V'nira talo b'chalom, and it showed up in a window. Amar lo, and this image said to him, Yosef, asidim achecha sheikasvu al avnei eifod v'ata b'neihem. The names of your brothers, and your name as well, are going to be written, inscribed on the stones of the eifod. Ritzoncha sheimacha shimcha mi b'neihem. Do you want your name to be crossed out? Do you want your name to be erased? V'tikra roa zonos, v'tikare roa zonos. You'll be known as a roa zonos. T'chsiv the pasuk in Mishle, v'roa zonos yovad ho. Somebody who hangs out with zonos will lose his wealth. What wealth does he lose? Says Rashi, yovad hon shem tov. Is something that's more precious than all of the money that you have. And that's your good name. Because when you leave this world, you can't take any of your wealth with you. There's only one thing that you can take with you. And that's your good name. That's your reputation. Yosef said this image. Do you want to lose that? You want your name erased, so to speak, from the stones of the Eifod. It's your choice, Yosef. You have a Bechira Chavshis. That, says the Meshech Chachma, was the Avnei Zikaron Levnei Yisrael. So we all know that we shouldn't do Averos because they're the wrong thing. And we should always want to do the right thing. And when that doesn't work, sometimes tells us about our Olam Haba. Is that what you want to lose? Don't you want to gain? Don't you want to have your chelik in Olam Haba? But sometimes the Yetzer Hara even overcomes that. So as a last resort, maybe, the Avnei Zikaron. We have a choice how we leave this world. We can have our good name, we can hold on to our Shem Tov, a name that deserves to be inscribed on the Avnei Eifod, the Avnei Zikara, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or we can give it all up. We can be the Roa Zonos. We could lose the only thing that's really worth anything. Yosef, which one is it going to be? Despite the tremendous Yetzirah that was churning within Yosef, he made the right decision. And he leaves his garment in the hands of Eishes Potiphar and he runs out of the house. And he left this world as Yosef HaTzadik. And it didn't have to be that way. But he made that decision. And that's the reminder the Torah tells us in this week's parsha. Remember that these avonim on the eifod of the Kohen Gadol. It's a reminder of what we can be, what we should be, what we need to be. And if all else fails, at least remember that. Because we don't want to lose our Shem Tov. And if we remember, if we do our zikaron of the Avnei Shoah, then going back to the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, Bezus Hashem, the second Zikaron will happen. When we have the Avnei Zikaron of Bnei Yisrael, that we remember who we are and what we should be, then Menasa Aron Eshmosam Lefnei Hashem Al Shnei Chseifav LeZikaron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our tzidkus, and He will, Bezus Hashem, remember us, L'chein, L'chesed, L'rachem.